The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Half of love never appealed to me.
Don't tell him, Frank. Half doesn't work. All or nothing at all.
Never could yield.
Beautiful. We're going all in. That's what I say about this radio show. Al Gattulo, Steve Adubato here. All or nothing at all.
That's right.
As the great Frank Sinatra says. So why don't we do this? Can I take a couple calls real quick?
Sure.
So listen, I've been talking about civility in politics. I'm not a fan of name calling. I'm not a fan. Tlaib, the congresswoman who said, I think she said MF to the president. Disgraceful. Name calling, mocking the president's hair, talking about Melania. All out of bounds. All disgusting. All disgraceful. Those who said something about the president's kid, the young kid, Barron, horrible. Particularly for us who have kids, we know what that means. However, not a fan of the president's tweeting when he calls names, mocks people, mocks their appearance. Said of Carly Fiorina, look at that face. That was in the campaign. Mocked Rosie O'Donnell. I don't love Rosie O'Donnell. Stop with calling her a slob. You go on and on with names for people. Mr. President, do what you think is right. Stop with the name calling and the mocking of people because it lets our kids think it's okay. And I tell our kids, you don't mock other people. You don't ridicule other people, even when you disagree with them. That's my view. And stop calling the station at 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Stop calling the show and saying Steve Adubato's making fun of the president. I'm saying we need to be civil to each other, respectful, starts at the top, but everyone's guilty of this. Let's move forward. You heard my friend Bill Ritter from WABC saying the same thing. Let's go to beautiful Paterson, New Jersey, the home of Lou Costello, Abbott and Costello, right? This is, hey, Cliff, how you doing, buddy? Steve Adubato here.
Yeah, and we got a great statue of Lou down the block here in the park. I've watched you for years, and you and I are two different approaches, but you do an educated approach to things when you discuss, all right? But the thing is, you just did one of the things with that remark about the ambassador. You did the very thing that causes some of this disruption.
What did I do? By the way, we're still on the two-minute drill. You got a minute or left. Go.
All right. The people who are calling him disrespecting the ambassador, they're wrong. But the thing is, you're using...
Hold on one second. The president said that he was a Democratic hack. Hold on one second.
Whole conversation
hold on.
That
Cliff,
goes
Cliff,
with that
Cliff,
quote from that
Cliff, you can listen, Cliff. Hold on one second. The ambassador came on to the Ukraine and said that he said that the money wasn't going until the deal was cut with the president of the Ukraine and that the investigation of Biden took place. And the president tweeted that he was a Democratic hack. Where am I wrong?
It doesn't matter of the you were wrong because you were quoting the ambassador talking about the deal. I'm not worried about the remark from the president as much as you're repeating a partial sentence from his testimony that was leaked out. And that stuff gives half truth. And that's the difference.
Got it.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
I appreciate that, Cliff, but here's the catch.
Half truth.
I'm not exactly sure what he means by half truth, but I know this. The ambassador never came out and said, I didn't say that. If the ambassador did not say that, respectfully, Cliff, he would have said the media misreported this. He said that the reason when he was tweeting back and forth with Sandberg, right, the political appointee that was over there to the European Union, they said, stop texting each other. We need to talk on the phone. We don't want to have a record of this. And this particular ambassador said, I cannot believe that we are tying this aid to the Ukraine to fight Russia based on this investigation of Trump. If he didn't say that, respectfully, Cliff, he would have come out to say that. This is going to we're going to Pittsburgh. Hey, are the Steelers – Pittsburgh, Brian, how you doing? Steve Adubato here. I don't want to be mean because the Giants and Jets stink right now. How are the Steelers doing?
Not that great. Not that great.
Okay. All right. Let's not talk football. You want to talk about civility in politics? Go.
Yes, absolutely. You know, about this closed-door hearing stuff, I just don't understand. You know, when they were impeaching Bill Clinton, Republicans also had closed-door hearings. And, you know, there's currently in these hearings, you know, there's Republicans in the room. It's not like
there are.
It's just they're making it sound like it's just Democrats in the room, you know.
In fact, Brian, let me clarify something. The Republicans who were in the hearing, Al, check this out. It's a fact. It's not my opinion. The Republicans who were in that hearing, they actually were participating. They walked out to be part of the protest to say we want to be in the meeting. Now, let me get this straight. That's like me saying I'm outside protesting at AM 970, insisting that I get to host the show when I was already asked to host the show. What are you protesting? And the fact is, the rules are in Congress that the only members who are in that closed-door meeting are members of that committee. It wasn't just for the Democrats. It's for anyone in Congress. Those are the rules. I happen to believe that you have to have it in a reasonable way. But listen, let's go to Richard over in Queens. I apologize. I got the cut sign from Al. Sorry for telling people what's going on behind the scenes. Richard in Queens, Steve Adubato here. The cell telephone number is 970. I'll get this right. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. And by the way, if you have another question, my Twitter account's blown up with people who want to say things not on the air but off the air. At Steve Adubato, A-D-U-B-A-T-O. Richard in Queens, go.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
Our
pleasure. Let me make some comments, and I'll let you comment on what I have to say. A couple things. I know you're a lifelong Democrat.
No, probably. I'm not. I voted for a Republican in the last gubernatorial election. Go.
Okay, my bad. Okay, I know Joe was a Democrat, and he saw the light. But basically, let's clear this up.
Sure.
What initiated everything? First of all, you can't coexist with people that are trying to destroy you, which is the Democratic Party. They spent $40 million with this hoax trying to discredit the president. They can't accept the results of the election, and they're just in denial, and it's hatred. They have no interest about the people's business, and it's just open hatred that's going on.
Do you think they're anti-American, Richard? Do you think that they're anti-American?
I don't know what's in their heart. That's okay. Not for me to say, but their actions
that.
Clearly show that the people's business is not what they're interested in.
Rich, I'm going to respond. I do not disagree that there are some Democrats who are spending all their energy and time just trying to destroy the president. I believe there are some other Democrats and independents and some Republicans, including Mitt Romney, who just want to find out what happened in the Ukraine. My view? The Russian thing is over. You don't keep talking about it. My view, the president won the election straight up in the Electoral College. People who obsess over Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes. It's absurd. Understand the Constitution. Understand our laws. The Electoral College elects the president, not the popular vote. So the Democrats and others who waste time with that are, frankly, in my view, not focusing on the fact that he's a legitimate president. And finally, those of us in the media, the vast majority of us, just trying to ask tough questions. Of anyone. I challenged Obama. In fact, my book right here that I'm plugging, Lessons in Leadership, an entire chapter on how Barack Obama, in my view, was a failed administrator for a whole range of reasons, including the fact they could never get the website right for healthcare.gov. It's not a Democratic or Republican thing. It's just some of us write and analyze and ask questions and challenge regardless of who is in power. For those at MSNBC or CNN, my friends there who want to take the president down, you are not helping the cause of our country and the media. For those who want to ask straight up questions and challenge in the same way, whether it was Trump or Clinton. And who, by the way, Hillary Clinton, you lied over the emails. You obfuscated. You lied. And I'm not afraid to say it. So for those who say I'm just sitting here talking about Trump, then you're not listening to me. Let's have an honest conversation. Make it civil. What do we got, Al?
Well, we got a couple more minutes here if people want to call in at 877-970-2999.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
No. I don't think that you're wrong. And just to talk Hillary Clinton for just a second.
I'm not a fan, by the way.
No, I'm not a fan of hers either. And I don't understand why last week she goes after Tulsi Gabbard, which I thought was completely ridiculous.
Hard to be too relevant.
I do think, though, that Tulsi Gabbard, I think, kind of on both sides of the aisle, kind of, you know, people like her. She's a Democrat, but she's more moderate than the rest of them.
But what is Hillary doing, Clinton, calling her a Russian asset?
Right.
What is that?
So my point was, and I'm glad that Tulsi did this, to go back at Hillary to say, hey, look, if you want to jump in the race.
Yeah, get in.
Get in and let's go.
We agree. Hillary Clinton, she's so, I hate to say this because we're talking about issues. I apologize for interrupting. She's not likable. Sorry.
No, she's not.
Nor was she honest. Sorry. Nor, how about this? You want honesty and straight down the middle? When Bill Clinton did what he did and had people around him lie for him before the grand jury in the Lewinsky case, you know what the great protector of women, Hillary Clinton, did? She said that it was all a conspiracy against her husband and started attacking those women, tried to destroy their reputation. So those in the women's movement who are all for Hillary Clinton, don't kid yourself. She was more for herself and her husband and political power than she was for women.
Always has been.
And those who are sitting in there who want to say Adubato's against Trump or against Republicans, listen to what I'm saying. I couldn't care less who people are. I call it the way I see it, respectfully, and you have your opinion. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, no, we could take some.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn's back in the house, even though the Nets are there. And what's his face? Scored 50 points. What's his name?
Kyrie Irving.
He's going to score 80 points. They're still going to lose. I'm sorry, George. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Steve Adubato here at 877-970-2999. Sitting in for Joe Piscopo. We'll be back next week. You're on. Go, George.
Hey, Steve, any relationship to the Adubato, the great state senator of Queens?
Is there a senator in Queens, Adubato?
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, my last name is spelled Adubato. Now, I want to clarify something. I was elected to the state legislature in New Jersey at 25, Al. You might have known that. Right. Youngest member. Mm-hmm. At 27, what was the other recognition?
You got voted out of office.
The youngest member to lose his seat in the legislature. Hopefully that senator named Adubato, if it is in Brooklyn, is not going to be voted out so quickly.
He's in Queens, but he has a similar name. But anyway, I called about Hillary Clinton never had this pressure like we have in Congress about the 20% uranium we gave to Russia, and she got $145 million donated to the Clinton.
I agree. I agree. The media did not investigate that the way they should, George. They really did not. We agree.
Even the Republicans either. I call Peter King. I call everybody. They tell me, you know what Peter King's office told me? Maybe we should investigate you.
Listen, Peter King is a straight-up guy. He's hosted here many times. That might have been his staff. But let's go to is this Charlie Finch? Hey, Charlie, how you doing? Steve Adubato here.
Hey, guys. That caller was referring to Joe Adubato, father and son, both longtime Democratic state senators from Queens.
Look at how they confuse the Italian names. Go ahead.
What are you going to do? I'm one quarter Italian. My mom was named Angie and my grandmother Angelina. God bless the beautiful souls.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, when you and I were delegates to the 1984 Democratic convention in San Francisco.
Wow. Charlie, oh, my God.
Nancy Pelosi, as you remember, was the head of the host committee, right?
That's right.
And the next year, 2 years later, she ran and won her congressional seat. And she won it because the longtime Democratic machine of Congressman Phil Burton.
That's right.
And his brother, San Francisco Supervisor John Burton, he had a cocaine problem. He died. And Nancy Pelosi took over from this corrupt but effective Democratic machine.
Go for it, Charlie. We're on a time crunch. Go ahead.
All sorts of legislation, as you remember, historically, working across the aisle on immigration, on health care. And by the way, Obamacare, and I'm a Trump supporter, is a success.
Well, part of it is, and part of it needs to be improved, but go ahead.
So my question,
go for it, Charlie. Ask me something.
The exchanges, like in Kentucky with more insurance companies, but forgive an old man. So my question is, was our Democratic Party, and like Donald Trump, who I'm a lifelong Democrat, was it better when we had relatively corrupt people like Burton making deals, okay, or is it better now when they're going over the waterfall with all these ideological issues?
Charlie, right? I appreciate it. By the way, I was the young guy in my early 20s at the 84 convention. I'll never forget it. You know the greatest speaker at that convention was?
Mario Cuomo. That's right, Mario Cuomo.
It's one of the reasons I went into politics in a different part of my life. Andrew in Oyster Bay, Long Island, and Dan in Long Island, New York. We have to go to them. We're going to break.
You can take Andrew real quick.
Okay, Andrew, real quick. Steve Adubato here. The number is 877. Go ahead. Never mind. Go ahead. Go.
Good morning. I just wanted to point out that some of these things, such as the Hillary Uranium One deal, and then the comments that she made about
Tulsi Gabbard,
that woman being a Russian agent, Tulsi Gabbard,
disgraceful.
Censored by Google, so even people can't access those in this
country.
She
said it. She said it, Andrew. She called her a Russian asset. It was irresponsible. It was disrespectful. And frankly, Tulsi Gabbard, who served in this country, served the military, no disrespect. Mrs. Clinton, did your husband do that? Did Donald Trump do that? All I'm saying is, and I didn't serve either, I have great respect for people who serve. You call them a Russian asset, you better have darn good evidence. And Mrs. Clinton's got nothing. Let's go to Susie. I'm sorry, how am I going to transition from this to Susie Cerrone, who's going to tell us what's going on the roads? But I have to do it. How does Piscopo do it every day?
I don't know. He just, you do it.
How does he do it from Sorrento?
I know. He's like the Energizer Bunny, really.
He is.
Well, it's an accident on the FDR Drive northbound by the Manhattan Bridge. The accident's northbound. The left lane's blocked in both directions. Southbound, that left lane is out by the emergency vehicles on the scene. Crash on the Bronx River Parkway southbound by the zoo has one lane out. Brooklyn Bridge, Brooklyn-bound slow. A crash on the Grand Central eastbound near 188th Street. One lane out. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George 20 for the upper, 15 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 35. In at the Holland, 25 from the Turnpike. 35 from 1 and 9. Accident cleared off 17 southbound at Route 3. In Morris Plains, 202 closed north and southbound by Briarcliff Road. That is a down power pole. And still horrible in Rockland. The throughway is closed southbound. 14B to the Spring Valley Tolls. That's backing up traffic on 287 northbound. Stick with the Palisades Parkway southbound if you can. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
It's obvious now. We're in the middle of a war for America's soul. It's a culture war, and we must win it. But we need more warriors to take up this fight. So right now, this radio station is looking for a few good warriors. Go to our website right now and look for the banner Salem's Culture Warrior of the Year Award. There are 6 finalists there, and we're asking for your vote for one of them. Hey, these are good people who fight the tough fight every day. We want to honor and encourage them. You can help. But now, for Salem's Culture Warrior of the Year Award, just go to our website, am970theanswer.com. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, Saver. Looking for the smartest way to save on your Medicare Part D prescriptions? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans, including UnitedHealthcare, which can mean copays as low as $0 on prescriptions with select plans. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
Still in search of their first ACC win, the Orange visit Tallahassee for a tangle with Florida State. Both teams come in 3-4. Join us Saturday for Orange pregame at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. When I met Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the folks at Route 22 Toyota, I saw how it was a family and how they were really there to help. What could we do? And the first thing Iggy said to me, you know that from Route 22 Toyota? And I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. This is a great way to get over there. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But when I met Iggy, the first thing he says to me is, what charities do you like, Joe? And I go, well, I go, the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm the spokesperson. Steps up. He becomes the man of the year. He makes a personal donation. He gets Toyota to make a big donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's where the heart is at Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you they are there to help you, you won't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans from this car dealer. It comes from my heart. And here's the number now where you can get this great deal. You know, I'll give you you got 5 minutes plus. You know, if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five calls in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. The brand new customer lounge. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. But yeah, you could start here. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Here he is. Bruce. The best. I mean, it's like saying, you know, it's so interesting. I love Springsteen's music. I don't agree with his politics on everything. I hate Bruce Springsteen. I'm never going to listen to him. I have friends out there who disagree with Springsteen, love his music. Can't we just be civil and respectful to each other? A woman was just on the phone before. I'm going to go to my friend Marsha Atkin in just a second. She's on the phone and she's telling one of our producers, that's Steve Adubato. I can't stand him. So I said, hold on. Could you give me the phone? I said, what's your name? She said, Diane. I said, Diane, you want to ask me something? Why are you talking about military service and who didn't serve? I said, because I thought Mrs. Clinton was wrong for attacking Tulsi Gabbard, who served our country, said she was a Russian asset. Why'd you bring the president into it? I said, because the president is also someone who I think attacked John McCain, who served our country on a personal level. Oh, she hung up. Now, Diane, here's the thing. First of all, I had the courage to tell me on the air, let's have a civil discussion. I respect your opinion. Don't hang up. Because if you only want to listen to people you agree with on every single issue, you're never going to be open to any other ideas. I don't know. I thought our country was based on the whole idea that free and open exchange of ideas. And in that spirit, since I'm so magnanimous this morning, the number is 877-970-2999. We welcome Marsha Atkin, who is the director and CEO of the Healthcare Foundation of New Jersey. Good to talk to you, Marsha.
Good to talk to you too, Steve. Good morning. Good
morning. I know we're talking about violence as a public health issue, but do this for me, because you and I talk about, we just did a series on public broadcasting about bullying that was funded by the Healthcare Foundation. Am I overstating this whole thing about the lack of civility and the nastiness? Am I a pie in the sky thinking here?
No, I don't think you're overstating it at all. I think that there's an atmosphere that's created that creates anxiety in everyone because we can't talk to each other. And how do we resolve things if we don't talk to each other? You know, when we look back to people like John McCain, you just mentioned him. I mean, he was able to talk to people who he didn't agree with and who didn't agree with him, but they were able to forge alliances in order to get things done. Ted Kennedy did the same thing. So many of people in the past have done that, but it seems almost impossible today. So I hope it's not impossible.
So as you're listening,
the only way.
Sorry for interrupting. As you're listening to Marsha Atkin, I want you to remember something, folks. One of the greatest moments in the history of our country gets lost a lot. You could agree with John McCain, you could have disagreed with him, but remember something. When he was running against Barack Obama for president, remember this. There was a woman at a rally who got up and said, Senator McCain, Barack Obama's not a real American. He's not really an American. She kept repeating he's not an American. He's this, he's that. She questioned his heritage. She questioned his citizenship. And John McCain took the microphone respectfully and he said, no, ma'am. Barack Obama and I disagree on a lot of issues, but he's a good American. He's a good family man. That's what I'm talking about, folks. We can disagree without the nastiness. I hate him. Get him off the air. They're disgusting. They're not good Americans. They're enemies of the people. Stop it, will you? Now, Marsha Atkins, this is a great segue to the fact that we're actually working on a series that the Healthcare Foundation is very committed to. The organization has been very committed to looking at violence as a public health issue. While we in the media very often report on violence and murders and horrible things that happen, we're missing the larger question of how violence is, in fact, as C. Everett Koop said in 1992, a public health issue. What does that mean?
Well, violence has consequences. Okay, it has consequences not only for the people who are directly impacted by the violence, you know, the person who's stabbed or punched in the face or shot or whatever, but it has consequences for those of us who witness it or who hear about it over and over and over again on social media and on television and on the radio, whether it's mass shootings or incidents on the street or in our houses of worship or in the subways or family violence. Hearing about it like that creates high levels of anxiety and depression in all of us. And experts call that vicarious trauma. It's very real and it's very serious. And kids are especially vulnerable.
Why?
Because they're just being formed. You know, their vision of the world is just being developed. When I was a kid, again, I'm going to date myself, okay, I grew up during the height of the Cold War. And so, you know, the United States and Russia had God knows how many missiles pointed at each other. In school, we had to hide under the desks or in the hallways to avoid nuclear, you know, to protect ourselves from nuclear war. That was ridiculous. None of us were scared because it was so inconceivable that it didn't really make an impact. But today it's real. Kids know that there have been school shootings. Kids know and have seen violence on the streets in their neighborhoods. And they're scared. So as director of the Healthcare Foundation, I hear all the time from school staff, from principals, from nurses, from teachers, from summer camp directors, and even from leaders of arts programs, that the level of depression and anxiety that they see in the children they teach has dramatically risen in the past few years, and they need help dealing with it.
And if we in the media continue to just report on incidents of violence, regardless of where they happen, but don't take a step back and look at the larger, longer-term implications of violence as a public health issue, particularly as Marsha Atkins said, Marsha is the CEO of the Healthcare Foundation in New Jersey. If we don't do that, they are a not-for-profit philanthropic foundation that funds organizations that try to make a difference. And let me disclose, they have in the past funded our work at public broadcasting and on these and other issues. If we don't do that, those children will grow up, others will deal with those long-term effects. And the fact is, the outcome is often hurtful, not just to them, but to other people. Am I misstating that, Marsha?
No, I think you're stating it correctly. And I think we know, too, that people who commit violence, who commit acts of violence, or who are bullies, often have been bullied or who have seen violence as a way to act in the past. Now, not everybody who's been bullied becomes a bullier, and not everybody who's been shot at becomes a shooter. But the reverse is sometimes true, is often true. So we need to do things to prevent that. We need to have mental health programs. We need to have counselors in schools. We need to have the Healthcare Foundation, for example, just funded the JCC here in West Orange, New Jersey, and funded NJPAP to put social workers into their programs that deal with kids because they need help dealing with the issues that those kids bring up or that rise to the surface when they're putting on a play or when they're talking about difficult subjects, or those kids need help. We also have funded programs to arrange conversations between police officers and neighborhood leaders to bridge the barriers and the misunderstandings between the community and the police department, so they can see each other as people, you know, not as stereotypes, and maybe react less automatically and with more thought when they're in a situation with each other. And similarly, we funded an organization called All Stars to do
great organization
work with cops and kids. So that kids and policemen can work together, and they do it through the arts. You know, they do all kinds of performances. But it's, again, to break down those stereotypes and barriers so that people can look at it from the other person's perspective a little bit and understand each other better.
You're listening to Marsha Atkin, who is the Executive Director and CEO of the Healthcare Foundation in New Jersey. For those of you who are wondering who I am and what I do professionally, understand something. Everything that Marsha just talked about, when we get called in the media enemies of the people, I want you to know that my work in public broadcasting, and this is not just me, it's every one of us who are part of this, our job is to cover those organizations, feature those organizations, examine these issues in a civil, respectful way, with no axe to grind, with no opinion of our own. So understand something. Very often the mainstream media will ignore everything that Marsha Atkin just talked about. Some of us, and I'm not saying we're the angels in this, we're the heroes. Some of us are just sitting there going, hey, we want to be part of the solution. We don't know all the answers, but we want to bring people together and have meaningful conversations and always be respectful, even if we see things differently. That's why I'm obsessed about this civility thing. So Marsha Atkin from the Healthcare Foundation in New Jersey, we will, in fact, continue to examine and talk about the question of violence as a public health issue because it affects every one of us. Marsha, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to call us on AM 970.
Thank you for taking the time to talk about this.
Well done. That was Marsha Atkin. Real quick. Here we go. We got Jules in Brooklyn, Dan in Long Island, Mario in East Rutherford, and Tony in New York. I'm going to start with Dan out in Long Island. Go, Dan. What do you got? Steve Adubato here.
Yeah, Steve, one of the things I wanted to question, about a month ago, Joe had on Mark Green. And one of the statements he made was regarding Hillary's winning or the popular vote in the last election.
Yeah, right.
And one of the things that I've heard multiple people say it, there were guys from Google on that have talked about it. Everybody says that she's lost that easily by 3 to 11 million votes. I mean, Google admittedly gave her 3 million. There were 2.5 million people.
Dan, let's not
California
do the number game. Let's not do the number game. Respectfully, she lost the election.
Oh, yeah, but you're saying, you know, people will come out and say, yes, she always says, but I won the popular vote.
But not going to debate that, because the point is he won the Electoral College, and that's all I care about. He is the legitimate president of the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So I don't know what the debate is on everyone's part. And by the way,
well, the debate's very simple. The debate is that there's massive voting fraud in the country.
Well, there may or may not be, but I'm going to say this, Dan. If the Democrats want to beat Donald Trump, they're going to have to win in the states that have the electoral colleges like Michigan, Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, and they didn't do it last time. So if you want to impeach him as a reason to not want to face him in 2020, not a good reason. If you want to do it because you think he did something wrong, high crimes and misdemeanors, do it that way. But don't confuse it with the other thing. Steve Adubato, the number is 877-970-2999. And news. By the way, can I remind folks that tomorrow at 9:25, we'll be joined live by
Governor Phil Murphy.
And so, by the way, text us, tweet us at Steve Adubato and at the station here.
The Joe Piscopo Show.
And tell us what you want us to ask the governor. He'll be on live tomorrow. Go ahead, Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
52 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A couple eating oysters at a Cloister restaurant found a pearl in one of them. Anton Shermer says he felt a tiny object rolling around in his mouth, after he bit into his fourth oyster at Stern and Bow last weekend. He says he was pretty shocked when he spit it out and saw it was a pearl. Shermer, who was dining out with his wife, gave the pearl to the owners of the restaurant, who planned to frame it. American drivers are warming up to self-driving cars. A new survey by Adobe Analytics shows that 40% of U.S. adult drivers are now leaning towards buying a self-driving car so they can snack, text, and chat on their phones while the car drives itself. Interest in autonomous vehicles has grown 35% in the past year, Industry experts believe it'll be years before autonomous vehicles are ready for all aspects of driving with no human intervention, but car makers and tech companies have already spent billions on developing self-driving cars. In sports, Knicks outscored by 10 in the fourth quarter. They lost their season opener 120-111 against the Spurs. Nets opened their season with a loss in overtime to the Timberwolves 127-126. Nationals halfway to their first World Series championship. They scored 10 late runs, crushing the Astros 12-3 in Game 2 of the Fall Classic in Houston. Game 3 is set for Friday night in our nation's capital. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny skies, and it's 56 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. A big problem as we check traffic. New York State Thruway southbound is closed. 14B to the Spring Valley tolls with an accident. Huge delays getting as you're just literally stuck through the area. It's also backing up 287 northbound for a couple of miles into the Thruway. If you can, stick with the Palisades Parkway southbound instead. Alternate side is in effect. An accident on the FDR by the Manhattan Bridge. The left lane is out in both directions. Crash on the Bronx River Parkway southbound by the Bronx Zoo has one lane out. It's slow on the Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn-bound accident in Queens on the Grand Central eastbound near 188th Street. Inbound George, basically 20 for either deck. The Lincoln is 30. Holland, 20 from the Turnpike, about 35 from 1 and 9. And a full closure in New Jersey. This is in Morris Plains. 202 closed in both directions at Briar Cliff Road. That is with down power lines. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I love telling you about a company that pays it forward and cares much more about people than profit. I'm talking, of course, about my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. It's just like the name, their title suggests. It's about fellowship. It's about doing the right thing. When you close a loan with Fellowship, do you know a portion of the loan proceeds goes to Angel Armies, which is a ministry fighting to end youth homelessness and trafficking? To date, that equals about $40,000. How about that? A mortgage company with a heart, with compassion? That's the way they do business. You'll see. I've been out there. I've visited with Mike, Brian, the team. These guys are amazing. Fellowship Home Loans. Remember this number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283. You want to do a refi? Want to do a reverse mortgage, a new purchase? You can go online to find out more about them, too. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, promo code Mike G. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, promo code Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Continental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
like a man, Al. Tell him, Frankie. Come on, I can't. Ready? What was I doing? Was I just walking around the studio? Was I walking like a man?
Like a man.
By the way, in my neighborhood, they're like, look, act like. But what's the great line in The Godfather? I said this to Frank the other day. I forget what we were talking about. There's a great line in The Godfather where Johnny Fontaine, by the way, Steve Adubato here in the studio with Al and the team.
He's complaining to The Godfather?
No, he's complaining. He goes, I didn't really get that part. I should have got
you
that.
You could act like a man.
Act like a man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Steve Adubato trying to act like a very civil man. Listen, I know you're tired of my thing about talking about civility, but I also was thinking about this. I was just walking around the studio around the area here, ran into Laura Schaefer and the great team here, and I got to tell you something. It just reminded me when I was coming in today, as I was coming through the tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, Jay-Z and I think Alicia Keys, what's the song? New York.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Only
Concrete Dreams.
Yeah, something like that.
No joke? Seriously?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, how great a country is this? Corny, I know. How lucky am I to come in to get the guest host for these 2 days for Joe?
Right.
And I'm thinking, there's no other place I'd rather be and get to listen to terrific callers who disagrees, who agrees, who's always civil and respectful, and it's fun. It's Piscopo's calling from Sorrento. It's just the best thing in the world. So in that spirit, we're going to take as many calls as possible. The point I'm trying to make is I feel very fortunate and blessed to be able to do that. Tony in New York, Steve Adubato here at AM 970. The number is 877-970-2999. Let's take as many calls as possible. Listen, talk about whatever you want, but you got 30 seconds or less. Go.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Listen, I'm calling today because of the repeal of the salt tax that the Senate tried to pass the other day.
Ouch.
And they rejected it. I got to tell you, I love Trump. I'm a staunch Republican, but I got to tell you, in 45 years, I have never had to pay the IRS. They are killing us. Absolutely killing us with this salt tax.
Let's explain it to folks. And listen, this is for every Trump supporter out there as well. It's important. Absolutely, I respect that you like the president. But if I sit there or Tony says the SALT deductions, that state and local tax deductions that the Republicans and the president passed this, in New York and New Jersey, I want you to think about it. You ready, Al? They capped it at $10,000. You can only write off $10,000.
Correct.
On your state income tax and your property taxes.
Right.
Go ahead, ask me what I pay in property taxes.
Steve, what do you pay in property taxes?
$52,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Now don't sit there and go, you must be rich.
No.
The reality is, I pay $52,000.
Right.
Okay, you ready? And on my income tax, tell me what that $10,000 is going to do for me. Now, here's the argument.
Mm-hmm.
I now have to pay, forget about me, I'm talking about people who are really struggling.
Right.
I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate. It's a killer to states like New York and New Jersey. And if the argument is they weren't going to vote for Trump anyway in New York, New Jersey, so he doesn't care, my argument is I got a problem with that because it's hurting innocent people. And so I respect the guy who says, I like the president. I voted for him. I'll vote for him again. But I don't like that. So don't call that guy a name. Just discuss the issue. That's right. Why we're going to Mario and East Rutherford. Steve Adubato here. Mario, talk to me.
I just wanted to mention something real quick, Steve. The vitriol only comes from the left, my friend. It very rarely comes from the right. I mean it.
So if the president is tweeting, calling someone a name, that's from the left or the right, or where is it coming from?
But the point I'm making is they never stop assaulting this guy. He's got nowhere to go other than Fox, who gives him a fair break.
He just trashed Fox. The president has also said anyone who questions him, he now says Fox isn't what it should be. He mocked Shepard Smith, a good friend of mine and colleague. Here's my point. Of course the left is nasty. Of course the left calls names. Of course Ocasio-Cortez and the other ones, they're disgraceful at times in the things they say. But how could you possibly call this station and say all of the vitriol is coming from the left? It's coming from everywhere. Stu over in Bay Ridge, that's in Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken. Stu, Steve Adubato here sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who'll be back next week. Go for it, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve, the problem for the lack of civility is because we have a philosophy that is ruling our culture called the ends justify the means. lie, cheat, steal, break the law, makes no difference as long as I get what I'm, what my objective is. And that corrodes honesty and ethics at every level,
I agree.
Including places you wouldn't expect. Your station, every station, is carrying an ad that is totally bogus in every respect.
Huh?
And yet, because it makes a lot of money, they're going to carry it, endorsed by guys I love who have totally undermined their credibility because they prostituted themselves to do this.
Appreciate your point of view, Stu. Let's go to Jules Ospoy. Brooklyn is totally represented, and I don't think it's just because the Nets had a guy who scored 50 points, Kyrie Irving, last night. Listen, the Nets left New Jersey. I didn't lose any sleep about that, all right? But what do we got over there, Jules? Go.
Yeah, I'm a Knicks fan, so I'm not going to talk about that. I just changed my topic. Maybe I could squeeze two things in.
Go. Got 30 seconds.
On the salt tax, I think the states and local taxes are way too high.
We agree.
And that's whose fault it is. That's number one. Number two, we'll talk about political civility, and sure. I have friends just like you. We talk.
But you have brilliant friends? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And I convinced them like to think like me, but the I love you, Steve.
I love you too, Jules.
I love you. You know, how could you have political civility when you have an open coup attempt by the deep state? I mean, let's be realistic. You can't. You just can't. And for example, the Mueller report came out. And
that's over. It's done. They didn't have what they thought they had, and that's
it. Well, that's not true. The people I know who are against Trump say the Mueller report's all the proof we need to get rid of it.
That's their opinion. To me, I say it's over. They did it. They investigated it. Mueller had no axe to grind. He gave a report. The report didn't have enough to make the move that they wanted to make. I mean, listen, I'm not going to go backwards. I want to go forwards. That's why I'm going to go forward to traffic right now. Steve Adubato, we're going to Susie right now.
Hey there. Thanks, Steve. Good morning. The accident on the FDR North and by the Manhattan Bridge. Now just the right lane is blocked, so that's some better news. Everything open on the southbound side. There's a debris spill on the BQE North and at Northern Boulevard in the center lane accident. Still being cleared on the Bronx River southbound by the Bronx Zoo. Inbound George 10 for either deck. The Lincoln is 25. The Holland about 30 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Good news, finally on the thruway, an accident's been cleared. Everything reopened on the thruway southbound by 14B. Still some heavy delays, though, on 17 northbound, 287, the thruway southbound as well. But again, everything open. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
And Balance of Nature, for my energy and everything, it does make it much easier for me. I love it. I really, I tell everybody about it. And I love when they have these shows, when the doctor speaks and all. So it really, it lifts your spirits too, knowing that there's somebody out there that really wants to help you. And has come up with something this good. So I'm happy.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code MikeG.
If you're thinking about veneers, right? Veneers, you know, you fix your teeth up. Or how about implants? You know, you want that smile to sparkle, baby, right? I thought about it for a long time. It took me a long time because I'm a little slow. So I take a long time to decide these things. And I got all that cosmetic stuff done with my teeth. I'm going to lie to you. You know, people, oh, Joe, nice smile. It's all fake. But, I mean, not the smile, but the teeth, you know? The man who invented all of this that makes you able to eat better, feel better, look better, and really to make your smile sparkle is Dr. Ed Romano. Great guy, man. You will feel comfortable with Ed because I know when I say dentist, you go, I don't want to go to the dentist. You'll want to sit with Dr. Ed Romano and let him at least tell you with his good colleagues over there at the Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown. They'll tell you exactly what they could do. They'll give you personalized care. They will customized treatments for you. And it's not like you think, like in the old days. This is, I didn't even get put out. I had local anesthetic. I just had the Novocaine, really. And Dr. Romano came up with this whole concept. So I suggest you go to aestheticsmilesnj.com if you're thinking about fixing your smile up. aestheticsmilesnj.com. Or you can call Dr. Romano and his colleagues at 973-285-5480. Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, right in Morristown, 973-285-5480.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
After a chilly start to the day, it'll be sunny and nice today with a high of 66. Cool this evening, then chilly overnight with clear skies, low 50 in the city, but low 40s in the inland suburbs. Another nice day on tap for tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, a high of 65. A mix of clouds and sun for Saturday, a bit cooler with a high near 60. Rain returns on Sunday and a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, you did it. You did it. You played. Oh. You're a radio genius, you know that?
I listen. That's the thing. It's about listening.
Again. Listen.
It's about
we need
listening.
To listen to each other a little bit more.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful voice.
She does.
I'm not a huge Jay-Z fan, but I like her voice.
She's great.
And together they did this nice. So, hey, listen, Steve Adubato here, and I just want to remind folks that, number one, most importantly, I want to thank Jerry Crowley. I want to thank Joe and Alan and Frank and the team and Debbie for allowing me. It's a privilege to sit in this seat for the 4 hours, starting at 6 to 10 a.m. So it has been great today. Charlie's been great today, right?
Yeah. Yes, Steve, it has been.
I haven't totally stunk, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, if I were, you wouldn't say it to my face,
no,
right?
Because we have to have civility.
So let me get this straight. Your definition of civility is wait till the guy leaves the room and go, God, that guy's so
exactly.
Oh, come on. Why do you hurt me like, as he said in The Godfather, why do you hurt me like this? So listen, tomorrow, speaking of civility, speaking of political figures who have very controversial points of view, who we're going to be respectful to, regardless of what we think of his opinion. We're going to be joined by Governor Phil Murphy tomorrow at 9:25 live. He'll be talking about why he thinks the millionaires tax or taxes on millionaires needs to be raised.
Mm-hmm.
I may not necessarily agree with him.
I don't agree with it either.
Not that I fall into that category. But
this is the biggest issue.
Go
we
ahead.
Talked about that salt tax, the salt
state
cap.
And local tax deduction.
They've got to lower property taxes. Their people are leaving in droves because the taxes are too high.
They are too high. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, by the way. We got a whole bunch of people we're going to be talking to. But most importantly, I look forward to talking to this wonderful, diverse, thoughtful, respectful, civil, and always opinionated audience here on AM 970. For those who chose not to want to come on the air, please do it tomorrow. Tell me how you see the world, and I promise you I will listen. And consider your point of view and ask myself, hey, am I wrong? And if I've made a mistake, I only have one thing to say, Al.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thanks, guys. See you all tomorrow. God bless. I love this station.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The largest freestanding store to open in Manhattan in decades makes its debut today. The new Nordstrom on West 57th Street, a seven-level, 320,000-square-foot department store that opens as other big brick-and-mortar retailers are shutting their doors. The new Nordstrom has a half-dozen eating and drinking venues, 100,000 pairs of shoes, and 10,000 tubes of lipstick. There's a hearing today on ways to keep cyclists safer following a spike in deaths this year. More than two dozen cyclists have died on New York City streets, making it the deadliest for bikers in two decades. Council members also expected to discuss proposals that would require side safety guards on bigger vehicles and warnings for missing bike equipment. They'll also talk about possibly requiring a certain distance when a driver overtakes a cyclist.